Harper Audio presents The 2020 Workplace, How Innovative Companies Attract, Develop, and Keep Tomorrow's Employees Today, by Gene C. Meister and Kerry Williard, read by Eliza Foss. Introduction. The 2020 Workplace. Who could have guessed that one of the big differences between life now and 10 years ago would be our growing dependence on a mathematician who died nearly 250 years ago? If you've ever used Google, then you've relied on the work of Thomas Bayes, whose theorem is the basis of everything from running Google's search engine to predicting which door to choose on Let's Make a Deal. Although the complex theorem largely belongs in the provenance of mathematicians, engineers, and scientists, for the rest of us, it can be simply stated, the likelihood that something will happen can be plausibly estimated by how often it occurred in the past. From this simple premise comes the revolution we have all experienced in the last 10 years. Think back to 10 years ago, in the year 2000, a presidential election was determined by malfunctioning paper voting cards. Millions, if not billions, of dollars had just been invested in averting the software code ambiguity threat known as Y2K. Joint ventures with China were just getting started for most global companies, and the dot-com boom was on its way to becoming the dot-com bust. Google had just moved out of its garage office in Menlo Park, California. Apple was considered to be on the skids. YouTube was still 5 years away from being invented, and Facebook's creator was still in high school. What a difference a decade makes, not only in the tools we use to remain productive, but in how we live our day-to-day lives. Who could have imagined the profound changes of the last 10 years? Is there any reason to believe the changes during the next 10 years will not be just as profound? Ludwig Mies van der Rohe, a leader of modern architecture, once said, "Architecture is the will of an epoch translated into space." One of his crowning achievements was the Toronto Dominion Tower, where the executive floor and boardroom remain gloriously pristine and painstakingly maintained to his original Austin Powers-like vision of the late 1960s. The boardroom table seats 88 people. Made from one solid piece of wood, it is so large it had to be lifted in while the skyscraper was under construction, and it has never been moved since. When needed, replacement carpet is loomed on the same mills according to the original specifications. Yet even an absolute commitment to historical authenticity faces the need for progress. In 1967, no one envisioned the need for people to sit around a table to collaborate together on the executive floor. After all, the hierarchy was clearly defined as the chairman, the board of directors, and the CEO. There was no need for collaborative space. Times have changed, though, and one of the few concessions to the original architectural vision for the floor has been to bring a round table into the former chairman's office to allow dining and collaboration in a more egalitarian environment. Likewise, organizations translate the will of the epoch not only into the physical spaces they create, but also into the decisions about the talent they select and the structure they create within the firm. These decisions are crucial because although employees no longer stay at one company for life, the decisions that are made about who is hired, developed, and promoted endure for years. As such, we argue that a forward-thinking mindset is a mandate for business executives, and too little is done to ground the discussion of the future in the needs and requirements of today. Our goal with this book is to stimulate that conversation. Why you need this book now. For years, the much-feared and overly publicized war for talent has been predicted on the assumption that the baby boomers, Those people born between 1946 and 1964 would follow the same retirement schedule as the prior generation, the traditionalists, those born prior to 1946, and begin retiring in large numbers in 2007. However, with a decade's worth of wealth obliterated in the financial crisis of 2008-2009, that assumption is no longer valid. Men and women who are healthy at 60, according to the World Health Organization, will, on average, be physically capable of working until they are 74 and 77, respectively. If baby boomers now work as long as possible, that means that the leading edge of the boomers may not begin retiring until 2020, when the quest for top talent will assuredly be in full swing.